Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Some freaking fat dude named Todd.
That's me.
That's last man standing. No, excuse me. That's the last man on earth. Excuse me. All right.
Yeah, that show was really, really funny, and I miss it. But if nothing else, it gave us a lot of great Todd drops.
A lot of great Todd clips. Yes, it did. Exactly.
Adam writes, I just want to say I'm 375 pounds, and I find your fat jokes hilarious.
I'm loving.
That guy who's complaining needs to go slather some more mayo on his donuts and shut the hell up. Man.
Put mayonnaise on a donut?
Yes, it's
freaking
good.
Freaking good.
No, I
don't think I have. I like them both. I like them both, but I don't like my donuts touch my mayonnaise either.
Probably isn't.
I'm with Craig on that one. How you doing today, Mr. Evans? Pete Lee and Tony Danza later, by the way.
I don't mind mayonnaise on my donut.
Have you tried it?
No.
Okay. two flavors don't really mean mix.
The weekend is coming up.
Yep. He's got it filed in the back of his head.
I'm not against it.
We'll get some of those.
I'm not against it.
Get some of those sweet, fresh, warm ones, Craig, and then just a little slather some mayo on top.
The salty.
It is about time to
go
get
to town.
A fresh, hot donut somewhere.
Yeah. Listen, they don't make them anymore. It's not available.
Every corner. Well, I missed out on it. Every
corner.
Yeah. So I was stunned to find out yesterday, I imagine you were too, that LeBron James's movie production company has chosen LeBron James to star in the Space Jam sequel.
I was stunned, too.
How about that?
Did he audition, like, next to Kobe? Oh, no, Kobe's company would have done Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe's got his own deal.
But Kobe's done playing now, so you got to pick somebody that's actually still playing. So, and LeBron's huge, obviously. Yeah, I was stunned. Did he try out against other guys?
Other basketball
legends?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think he got to pick himself.
I got it, yeah.
No, I doubt there were tryouts.
See, I'm of a certain age where I didn't see the original either, so I won't see this one. Of course, you did.
Oh, I did.
Because you were young.
Oh, I did too. And 96.
And Todd did because his kids were small. But it was something in my age at 96 was not on my radar. Yeah, I knew it was out there. I just didn't go see it.
I actually just watched that again with my daughter.
Oh yeah, you would.
Recently.
Yeah. Good. It's important they're exposed to the Warner Brothers cartoon characters.
Oh yeah,
because they're becoming more and more difficult to unearth.
There's one I found. There's like a 2-hour block of Looney Tunes on. It's not Cartoon Network.
Boomerang.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. And I set the DVR to catch it. So anytime I want, I can go grab some.
Right. But
Looney
even
Tunes.
Boomerang now is old Cartoon Network stuff that Zane and I used to watch 15 years ago. Johnny Bravo, stuff like that.
Now you can't watch Sesame Street anymore. Bert and Ernie are gay. What are you going to do with that?
Just good friends.
How do you explain that to the kids?
Good friends. You don't have to tell them that you're not, that they're not. Quit thinking about
it. Right, you don't
gay
have to.
People are fine.
Because no kid on earth over the age of 5 or 6 has ever asked if Bert and Ernie were gay.
Well, I'm telling them that.
And even
kids, you're in the car right now, Bert and Ernie are gay.
No, they're not.
If they suspected, they wouldn't care. Because they just like the characters.
It's that simple.
That's it.
Is there any Bert and Ernie porn?
You going to make me Google that?
Yes, because there's Family Guy porn. There's Family Guy porn. I mean, I realize it's Muppets, but is anybody taking the two Muppets and, at least in cartoon form and having them rock each other?
Man, I'm going to end up on a list if I do that.
No, you're not. They're grown men. They're grown men.
Some agency is going to flag me.
You've looked for worse, believe me. Even stuff we don't ask you to.
The answer to is there blank porn is more than likely yes.
Yeah.
Someone's thought of it. Someone's created
Family Guy porn or Simpsons porn. Anybody's animated is porn. I really, and you can make Bert and Ernie animated.
Yeah, there was stuff that came up on the Google search.
Was there?
the Google search page was as far as I went. Excellent. I'm not going to click on any of those links.
We'll do that during the break.
Well, the Google search page is incriminating enough.
I know. Yeah. I know.
If you're worried about an agency looking after you or
headquarters
looking after
you. I'm not worried about that.
The fact that you Googled it is enough. You might as well look at it.
Are you looking forward to Maroon 5?
Yeah, I don't care either way because I don't hate that guy. I don't really like the music that much, but I don't care to weigh in on either side, which is crazy because we weigh in on everything.
Yeah.
Everybody's hammering it. Everybody's liking it. It's like 50-50, like anything.
Clue me in. I am not familiar with
the Super Bowl halftime.
Debate. Oh, okay. I guess they're innocuous enough.
I don't care, though. I don't watch it. I really don't watch it.
I find myself.
But it will be on in the background, but other than that, you know.
I care less and less about who does halftime at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but social media still cares.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I saw something on Twitter last night that somebody posted, well, what's the big uproar? It's like, well, duh.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a dude band.
No, it's not.
You can understand why football fans would go, ah.
Yeah, but you can put anybody.
They're not going to put hard rock on that anymore.
No.
Because every time you see a sports writer, you think they're trying to see like a 40-year-old guy trying to be hip and say, just put the Migos up there. Nobody wants to hear that crap either. You know, I saw that on Around the Horn. Some guy said, it should be the Migos and a bunch of this new crap. I'm thinking, shut up.
Here's what I've learned over the last, I don't know how many years, whoever is doing the Super Bowl halftime show, somebody's going to bitch about it.
Right. That's why when it was released yesterday, I just enjoyed looking at the social media and thinking, I don't care either way.
You may not be young enough to recall, a lot of you, but...
You're old enough.
They used to have this group called Up With People.
I don't want to see that either, Todd.
And people got sick of them, which is why they started changing to, you know, famous acts. Because people grew weary of Up With People year after
year, and bands.
Including the commissioner.
I think they're never going to do that. Just make it an actual halftime. Don't make these players sit in there that long anymore. It changes that game. It really does.
Well, you got to get in some more.
More commercials.
$2 million commercials.
Right.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And you got to get the little girls to watch the Super Bowl.
But on top of that, you have guys like Woody Page saying yesterday on Around the Horn, he started listing off the songs like somebody, like an intern gave him the name. Come on, Moves Like Jagger. And he starts listing these songs off, and he didn't know what he was even saying. It was so crazy.
Well, that's
funny.
It was funny, but he didn't act like he didn't know. He acted like he was hip. And I'm thinking, no, you don't know any of this crap.
That's funny.
I know.
At least Wilbon revels in his lack of hipness.
Right.
He's right out there, up front with it.
Yeah.
No, but he likes the Motown stuff.
Much of the time is.
Yeah.
But he
likes the Motown stuff, but he doesn't recognize a Stones song from the same era.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I don't get it either.
No, I don't pay attention to that band either way, so it doesn't matter to me who plays. I'm not hating these guys. Of course you're going to get. They offer you that gig, you're going to take it.
So yeah.
You knew it damn well that
naturally.
Adam Devine, what was his name? Adam
Levine.
Levine. Adam Devine's another dude. Adam Levine is. They're going to hate this. He knows when they list that, a bunch of dudes are going to hate on my band right now, but I don't care. I'm playing the Super Bowl.
Well, he says that they've been flirting with this for years.
And it can't be worse than last year. Last year was horrible. Justin Timberlake dancing around the stadium. That was brutal.
Okay. Well, a lot of times now they've gotten to the point where if they get that gig, they'll just piggyback it all like we're going to release an album, then we're going to do the Super Bowl, and then right the Monday after the Super Bowl, here's our whole year's worth of touring.
Right.
While everybody's thinking about us, here's a whole bunch of announcements.
How Aerosmith, when they did it that one year, like the day after, their catalog went through the roof.
Oh, sure.
Just from young people that didn't know Aerosmith.
It was Aerosmith and Britney Spears.
She came out for a song,
That's kind of what Kiss did last night.
Oh, yeah, I missed it because I don't watch America's Got Talent. So their farewell tour is going to last, 3 years? You go to 8
Something
million
like
countries and then maybe another tour after that? I'm not buying it.
Wasn't this their third farewell tour anyway?
Have they said it? Was other ones were farewell?
I thought so.
I don't think they did say farewell ever.
Yeah. Has anybody done a farewell tour and then just quit?
Yeah.
Who?
Crew so far has. So far, the crew has not toured since they said this is it. Been 3 years.
And I imagine some of them bands that you don't care about.
Yeah, they just quit because nobody went and saw their tours. When there's eight guys in the ballroom to see you, oh crap, we better quit. Nobody's seeing us anymore.
Yeah, the tour actually called the Kiss Farewell Tour.
When was
started
it?
In 2000.
Are you kidding me?
And ended in 2001.
Yeah, that's true because we saw the '96 with the remakeup. The makeup came back on. We saw them in '96, and I remember in 2001 they said they were going to be done. Right?
Yep. They actually called that the Farewell Tour.
Yeah.
This is the end of the road. The name of this tour. They were on. Kiss was on America's Got Talent last night,
helping to give
card musician. Magician. Shin Lim, the title.
Nobody names a kid Shin Lim anymore.
Of America's Got Talent. Now, you know what this guy got as the card magician winning America's Got Talent? He got, well, of course, the title. He got $1 million. He got a cash prize of $1 million and a headlining show in Vegas.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I think I actually saw his act. He knows. He can make those cards disappear.
That guy's actually pretty good.
He is really good. Yeah.
I like that kind of magician.
Yeah. Sleight of hand stuff is amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
I'm with you on that.
Is that part of the prize package?
Yeah.
Anymore is a little residency in
Vegas.
Well, it's like
for this deal.
Until they don't give you like a long-term contract.
Yeah,
I
think the only thing guaranteed with this is like maybe 1 week.
Yeah, and then if you're doing okay, like, they might keep it.
Right, because there was some other illusionist.
Well, last year was a little girl won. Did she get a week in Vegas?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. A ventriloquist.
Right.
Last time I was in Vegas, there was an illusionist. I think he had the Mirage. Remember the Mirage? And I don't know how long it lasted.
Yeah, those seem well.
But I know he was an America's Got Talent winner.
So they sang Detroit Rock City, right? I heard.
I don't know.
You had the audio? Doesn't matter. We've heard that song 1,000 times. I like it, but I don't really need to hear it again. You're right.
No,
yeah.
I don't. Lick it up? Did they do Lick It Up?
It's only right now.
It is only right
that
now.
That would be great.
It's hard
that
to
amuses me
it's
too much
only right now
to find any better rock and roll lyrics out there.
Look
it up. It's only right now.
Paul Stanley said it's going to be an incredible show with a lot of stuff. I said, yeah, because I love those understated Kiss shows I've seen.
Right.
You know, the ones with just a bare stage and just the band
stripped down.
Nah, not going to do that.
They just wrapped up a world tour in July. They've been together 45 years and now going out. A couple comedians in the top 10 of America's Got Talent. People that I'm unfamiliar with.
I saw
the one of them was good. The one of them sucked.
The Tourette's guy sucked.
Actually, no, he was funny.
Oh, I only saw one set. I didn't like it.
Through
the whole thing was funny?
I liked him. He was funny.
He's not swearing Tourette's, though. He's only 9% of the people have swearing Tourette's.
Do you watch this because your kid likes it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
She enjoys it and whatever. It's something.
I just saw one of his sets that I wasn't impressed, but the other ones where he was good?
Yeah. No, okay. I
could tell he knew what he was doing.
But Samuel J. Comroe.
Yeah. I mean, we're all jaded as hell.
That's my problem with comedians, you know?
And he genuinely made me laugh.
Yeah, that's my problem with comedians. I'm too jaded.
Yeah, pretty jaded when it comes to magicians, too.
Yeah, except the sleight of hand guys are just freaking crazy, man. But you're right, though. I'm jaded with that, too. I'd rather know how it's done.
Right. Aside from Penn and Teller, I don't think I'd pay money to see a magic.
No, I wouldn't pay to. I wouldn't go.
Magic. I mean, I appreciate your talents and all, but I'm not going to pay to see you.
I saw Copperfield one time back in the day.
Think about Copperfield. One thing I like about Penn and Teller better is because they will show you how some stuff's done. And they're just funny and clever. Copperfield pissed me off because my dad saw Copperfield once. It was amazing. Except he's not flying. So
no.
That doesn't matter to me that he's not flying. He looks like he's flying. I mean, he really does, but he's not flying.
Well, I find myself...
So I don't care that because he's not flying.
I find myself watching those shows trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
in my head,
and they say you can't figure that one out.
Right.
No.
But I'd rather know how that's done.
That's exactly what they want you to do.
Right.
But like when they in a flash, when they go from the stage to somewhere out in the middle
of
the audience.
That's crazy.
How?
It's an automatic racetrack underneath
how
the stage.
Is that?
It's a racetrack underneath the stage. They hop in a box and it shoots down there. That's how they do that. Because there's no other way.
I just get aggravated when...
But you're right, Puss. That's crazy.
Who's the guy? Oh, David Blaine. You know, sitting in a tank for however long. That's not magic.
No, that's just endurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even Houdini.
He's a street artist, though.
Yeah, what the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
I've always been more of a mind freak kind of guy. Chris
like
Angel.
Chris Angel, yeah.
He is still working Vegas.
Yeah, I know. All right, so...
The Struts were on last night, too.
Oh, apparently. Man. I love the Struts. They were on last night?
The Struts have a new album coming out.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Date to be determined.
That's my favorite new band. Love those guys.
Tom Petty's got one out next week.
He's dead. Not new, though.
No, it's not new.
Is it new songs?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, stuff some stuff out of the vault.
Oh, okay.
Unreleased.
Archive stuff.
Is it like Prince stuff he didn't want released?
No, not really, because...
He releases everything.
Now, I heard an interview with Ben Montench and Mike Campbell, and they said, no, this isn't crap that, you know, he just threw in the dumpster. It would be crap that Tom would... not crap, but Tom would listen to that and say, oh, why didn't we use that?
Got it. All right.
I listened to the Tom Petty radio, and they're playing a couple of cuts now, and they both sound pretty good.
Yeah, I trust those two guys to make good decisions when it comes to what's in the vault.
Compared to Prince's estate.
Right. They don't want to do anything to sully his good name either.
Oh, what a cluster that Prince thing is.
Yeah.
Do you have all the details on that?
Well, they're just selling their everything. You know?
Well, they want to make a motel.
I know.
Not even a hotel. Not even a nice hotel. A Paisley Park motel. And I think they want to make a chain out of them, at least in the Midwest.
Well, they're going to be like a Hard Rock, something decent. They're
gonna
they're not going to be roadside motels.
No, that's what it sounds like.
Right.
I doubt that.
By the hour?
Right, got to make it affordable.
And I saw like his fans are filing suit to investigate his death. Yeah, he did a bunch of drugs and he died.
Well, they want to get the guy busted because they figure that he had stuff that was laced with fentanyl.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And since you can't have stuff that's laced with fentanyl,
it does kill you.
They figure that there's some illegal activity going on there, and they would like that investigated and get that dude busted.
All right.
But there's also nothing you could do to stop his sister from whoring his estate out.
No, not at all.
He could have made a will. And stopped all that, but he didn't.
So could Aretha.
Yeah,
she didn't either.
That too. And now I hear Bieber's not signing a prenup. That's a mistake.
Oh.
Because she didn't have dick.
I know.
She's not even a...
She's an Instagram model.
That doesn't mean anything.
We had a will done when we had our kid, and I have nothing. You know?
And you didn't even have to do that. Your kid would have got it anyway.
Yeah,
you
know? But I mean, just to make sure everything's taken care of.
Right. Well, Aretha was in great shape. You knew she was going to live forever.
Sure. Just like Prince.
Yeah, Prince was fine. I love Prince. Don't get me wrong, but shooting a bunch of drugs just ain't for long life when you're 57, 58. How old was he?
Yeah, 57.
Yeah.
Well, and when you got big piles of money, take care of it.
Right.
Do something. You know, make a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Make a plan. Y'all going to watch football tonight?
It's my favorite two teams.
I suppose.
There's a college game on. It's got to be, right?
Jets and Browns.
That's what I meant.
Tonight.
Yeah.
I will. I'll be rooting for the Jets if I turn it on. But, you know.
You won't be going for the Browns to win their first game?
No. No, because I'm going for my team to win their first game.
Bitter division rivals.
Steelers got to win a game.
I forgot about that.
No, you didn't.
No, I kind of did. I forget that your team isn't as good as they tend to be.
No, they're not. They're not.
I'm
heartbroken.
You do find, the college football fan who cheers for his conference. You don't find the NFL fan that cheers for
the
teams. Because
NFL fans are smarter, that's why.
In his division.
Hell no.
Because you got to win the division.
I don't even cheer for teams in the AFC. I only want teams in the AFC to win, not let alone my division.
To win the division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get
to. I cheer for teams that I hate the guy that likes them. No, I like the guy, but I hate his team.
Yeah, tonight would be the classic Temple Tulsa matchup on ESPN.
That is classic.
Ah,
that is classic.
Yeah.
That's a conference game.
Believe it or not,
they're in the same conference. Because Philadelphia and Tulsa, Oklahoma are geographically close.
Except not.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people have homes in both places.
Yeah.
Tulsa and Philly.
Right.
And it only makes sense.
Yeah.
And a gentleman has been arrested by the Customs Department at the Indira Gandhi International Airport. He was trying to smuggle a kilogram of gold by hiding it in his rectum.
Yes, it fit
your rectum.
That works,
man. That's a lot of gold.
Did you like that?
That was nice.
Yes, it fit your rectum.
It looks good.
Yeah. I just figured that out.
Very nice.
I keep that going.
That guy's got gold up the ass. That's a lot.
Was it gold when he shoved it up there? How long was it up there? Just turned into gold? It was like,
yeah, it turned into gold.
He put coal up there and a diamond later on came out.
Yes, he's a cheap ass.
Yeah, that's all you got to do is stuff some charcoal up there.
Keep it up there for millions of years, comes out diamonds.
Well, you got to do your kegels, too.
You do. Oh, yeah, you got to supply some pressure to actually make turn coal into a diamond.
Right? He had nine different gold bars or pieces that weighed a kilogram, just over a kilogram.
Now, man, gold is not technically rectum. Would gold go off with a metal detector?
Good question.
Or is gold? I don't know.
I don't think
gold's actually a metal. Yeah. Well, it's a metal, but it's not really a metal.
It's ferrous and non-ferrous.
So they run that. Granted, it's inside your bodies. They wouldn't find that. But if they ran that beep 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 right on your butthole. Try that. Just ask the TSA guy next time you're there or you're flying.
I think this is.
I got some gold in my ass. See if you can find that.
And I'm glad to see you.
We know all the TSA guys here. Believe me, if I was flying out tomorrow, somebody would say something to me about this. Hey, want to check for gold in your ass? There's gold in those hills.
That's 2.2 pounds.
Yeah.
That's muscle control.
That's a lot of rectum.
That's how much was
damn
in his ass.
Damn near killed him. Sorry.
We've all...
Don't be...
No, you're not.
We dropped 2 pounds out of there on a good day. Come on. All right.
You're right.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.